The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology, our examination of the ever-changing evolution in the world of technology. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. People confined to wheelchairs now have an artificial intelligence ally to help navigate the world. VOA's Tina Trin reports that the Wheelie uses facial recognition software to help people control their wheelchairs.
Certain expressions can be quite moving, while others can literally move you. That's the case with Wheelie, a software and hardware kit that lets users control their wheelchair using various facial expressions.
Quadriplegics, people diagnosed with ALS, or anyone who cannot control a motorized wheelchair with the hands can control using facial expressions like a kiss, a smile, a raised eyebrow.
Developed by Brazilian startup Hubox Robotics, the $300 a month service uses an Intel RealSense depth camera to capture points on a user's face.
The software is very, very precise to capture the landmarks around the mouth, the eyes, the eyebrows.
An onboard computer generates a 3D map of the face, recognizing up to 11 different expressions.
The technology works regardless of the position of the head. You can put the camera over here, so you don't have to have a camera like this.
It's a small degree of freedom for users who don't always get to experience it. Jim Ryan is a quadriplegic who normally uses a head array to control his wheelchair.
The best part is I could turn my head to left and right. I'm really locked in with my halo around my head. So that made a huge, huge difference.
Even minute facial cues can quickly be interpreted, seconds before a full-on expression. That precision translates to real-time navigation via a robotic gripper that controls the wheelchair's joystick. But some worry the technology might not be practical.
Facial expressions can be involuntary at times. You're walking down the street, you see maybe an ad that makes you laugh, and you smile at it.
It might take some getting used to, but Pinheiro believes what users gain in terms of self-sufficiency is meaningful.
This is something that the wheel is bringing, not only mobility, but especially autonomy and self-esteem.
Giving those who can't get around as easily a reason to smile. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
You've been listening to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us for next week's report, and keep in mind that you can stay in touch with the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by checking our website at voanews.com and checking in with Facebook and other social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.